This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. After an extra week of rest, the New England Patriots return to the field tomorrow for their first playoff game. They host the Baltimore Ravens at Gillette Stadium. The winner then goes on to the AFC Championship game. The Patriots are the AFC's top-seeded team. The Ravens are the bottom seed, but they've had considerable playoff success against the Patriots in the past. Joining us this morning to size up both of these teams is ESPNBoston.com football writer Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike, and thanks.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
You know, I have to say, of all the teams the Patriots could have faced in the first round of the playoffs for the Pats, the Ravens worried me and a lot of other Patriots fans the most. They are a tough team.
They are a tough team, Bob, and a big part of that is the history. They've come in here to the Patriots' home stadium, Gillette Stadium, and won in the past in the playoffs. That's something very few teams have been able to do.
The strength of the Ravens, in the view of many analysts, is its defensive front, a group that's matched up directly with what appears to be the Patriots' weak spot, its offensive line. So how big a challenge is this for the Pats?
Well, it's probably their greatest challenge of this season, and here's the good news for the Patriots, if you want to call it good news. They'll have their best five offensive linemen available to them in this game. Because of some injuries, they've had to have some replacement players step in there in some of the weeks they've struggled to protect Tom Brady. So at least they'll have their best five players for this game. Whether that will be good enough, that'll be one of the key storylines we'll be watching.
All right, clear advantages for the Pats in what areas?
Well, the Ravens' biggest weakness is their defensive backfield. So if the Patriots can protect Tom Brady, give him time to throw the ball, they should have open receivers to hit. That's probably the biggest thing you look at and say, advantage Patriots.
All right. Compare the quarterbacks. Tom Brady had a great, solid season despite some early concern. On the other side, there's Joe Flacco, who at sometimes is unspectacular, but he's also unflappable.
Yes, the one word I would use to describe them both is winners. Joe Flacco already has 10 playoff wins in his career. He entered the NFL in 2008, and when you consider Tom Brady, there's one quick story to pass along that I thought really captures what he's all about from this week. When a reporter asked him, what would it feel like to bookend your career with another Super Bowl title? And he said, at this stage of your career. And Tom Brady said to the reporter, this stage? What does that mean? You mean the twilight years? As if to say, I'm not even close to the end. I want to keep going. I love this stuff.
So advantage Patriots or Ravens when it comes to Brady and Flacco?
It's interesting. I would say advantage Patriots, but you look at Tom Brady's career numbers against the Ravens in three playoff games, not very good, Bob. Three touchdowns, seven interceptions. So the Ravens have had Tom Brady's number, but in terms of overall career, I think you still have to take Brady over Flacco.
So who do you pick in the game? Who do you think will win?
Well, I am picking the Patriots in part because they've had the playoff bye week. They're rested. They're healthy. The Ravens are coming off a rivalry game against the Steelers, and they usually have some trouble the next week after games in which they play the Steelers.
Should be a great game to watch. Mike Reese will be doing that as he covers the Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. As always, Mike, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.